And yo, Black, it's time.
Word, it's time, it's time, man.
One order radio, sister, 6 o'clock blitz.
No joke, I used to let the mic smoke. Now I slam it when I'm done and make sure.
Warm it up, gang. Warm it up, gang. Warm it up, gang.
Warm it up, gang. Warm it up, gang. Warm it up, gang. Warm it up, gang. Warm it up, gang. Warm it up, gang. We are going to jump on sound. Can I cross the border? Cause we are clan body. You were come, we kill you already. And you and your fellow rap, there is no form of threat to we call when it comes to lyrics.
Time goes by, and I for it not. We in this together, son, your beef is mine. So long as the sun shines to light up the sky. We in this together, son, your beef is mine.
Clap at your soldiers, sober, that leave. It's so killer.
I get money, I get money.
Fit me.
I get it.
Boom! You now tuning in to One Order Radio, 6 o'clock Blitz.
CJSF 90.1 FM, Burnaby SFU.
I'm your host, Supreme Freedom Allah, a.k.a. Hard Body Dreams.
And I'm Guilty, Brilliance Illuminating, and another Conscious Knowledge. Black.
Digital.
The selector.
Digital
in the police.
Digital.
And you was just listening to Earth Riot. Can you get a
Earth-a-lu-yah?
Yo, you can take the land, but we still be the Earth Jam.
Ooh, you come know on, what man. I'm saying, man. You know
come
what I'm saying?
Come on, man. 29 million square miles of useful land for the original man, baby. Mm-hmm. 23 belong to the original. And you know, it's definitely most peace today, man. Victory Allah now. Vancouver, stand up. How you feeling? How you doing? You know, willfully you inside and you're dry and you tap. Happening in right now.
Yeah, most definitely. You know, it's crazy turbulence out there. You know what I'm saying? But I see that, this tariff thing's really sparked some nationalism. You know, I see a lot of pride coming back into people's countries and stuff like that. It's crazy when you slap somebody in the face, eh? How they respond, you know? Right?
You know, I think with nationalism, I mean, obviously nationalism has been around for a long time, you know, at least since the West was colonized, you know. Nationalism is nothing, you know, it's nothing really new, you know, and but with what you're saying as far as, you know, people being proud of their country, you know.
I must say there's definitely a resurgence, right, for whatever they call the country, Canadian pride, right?
That's what I was just about to get into. Like, a lot of flag companies are being sold out right now because people are buying so many flags. Like, they're kind of back, like, they're...
Oh, yeah.
Orders are backed up.
We need to print some more. I seen this lettuce company, right?
Uh-huh.
I think they do... I don't want to get it wrong, but I think it's 1,500 heads a day or something, right?
Okay.
And their business has tripled, and they need to hire new staff and stuff like that. Right?
And that's a great thing.
And that's a good thing.
That's a great thing.
You know, sad, you know, some industries are getting hit, and other industries are thriving, right?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And peace to all the Canadian-owned businesses, man. You know what I mean?
Like, enough respect, dude.
You know what I'm saying? And, you know, it's... I mean, you know, just looking at even what they're talking about is removing the taxes from province to province trade, right? And how if they remove those, how much you know, how many billions or more dollars Canada will produce, right? Because
stimulate the economy there, right?
Exactly. Like the taxes just on traveling, you know, trading from province to province is incredibly high, right? And especially for like truckers and all these different things, right? So, you know, in certain places, you know, you can't buy alcohol produced from like Montreal in Halifax or something like that, right? As opposed to, you know, that you go to Montreal, you could buy all these different, you know, American alcohols, right? And so just an example of like what can happen if you remove those, you know, province to province trade laws and the barriers they have. Yeah, man. You know what I'm saying? And what that would do for the economy. And, you know, you know, that's the thing about perspective, right? Is, you know, somebody's positive might be someone else's negative, you know?
Well, yin and yang, baby.
Positive, yeah. You know, so I'm sure a lot of people are thinking, you know, this thing about, you know, what Trump is doing is definitely negative. But in the positive aspect of it, it's like, yeah, like you said, right? There's pride in people living in this country, you know, and
it's kind of funny, right? Because, you know, it hit me when I seen that, the lettuce company and stuff like that in the Okanagan, right? When I seen that, I was like, wait a minute. I'm really pissed at this guy. But he's right. It's going to stimulate jobs for certain people. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean, right? Because, you know, like the company said, they had all these companies calling them, right? And it's good to see, man. It's really good to see, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It's really good to see. But, yeah, you know, so it's going to stimulate jobs in some aspects, right? But, you know, and it's just nuts. It's just nuts, you know, what's happening out here to everybody, right? And the state that we're in, you know? It's a uneasy feeling, right?
Mm.
I mean, for some, I guess, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, you know, it's always good to be aware of what's going on. Most definitely, be aware, but also be aware of yourself and take care of yourself and
especially your mental. And don't let anyone chop you down. Mm-hmm. Don't let anyone, you know, come and be aggressive on you and try to make you feel like a peon, right? Mm-hmm. Or something's wrong with you, you know? If you know yourself, thy know thyself, don't let their words and stuff affect you. You know, you got to be strong and vigilant in this time here, you know?
True indeed. And I think that kind of segues into, you know, what we were kind of going to discuss tonight about, you know, dealing with, you know, genetical trauma, you know, within the Black nation and, you know, you know, and I mean, you know, as far as like, as far as, you know, don't the quote of, you know, don't let anybody chop you down. I mean, that goes for anybody, you know, for anybody. People don't want to see you win sometimes, and that's fine, right? You know, Kendrick's got a song, you know, he's got a line in the first album on the GNX. He's like, you know, just know that not everybody's going to like you. You know what I mean? And that's fine, you know, because it's like I think that
what's not fine is when they go out of their way to discredit you, you know, to slander you. You know, that's what's not fine, right?
Mm-hmm.
Especially when you're not doing anything to them, right?
Yeah. But and with also with that, I say, like, on the positive aspect is, like, you know, people will go and slander your name. But when those people come in contact with you and they see that you don't move like that, then it just makes them look like the, you know, as my man Tony Montana said, or Manolo, you know, your wife is right. You are an asshole. You know what
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah, we got a lot of those around here, man.
You know what I'm saying? So, you know, if you tapping in right now, man, it's 1 on the radio, 6 o'clock Blitz, man. We're going to start the song selection off for y'all. We're going to be right back.
Prince P, let's go, baby.
It's not a diss song, it's just a real song. Feel me? I heard saying they made hoes say, okay, so make another hoe. This wasn't playing a day role, so we parted ways like Ben and J-Lo. Should've been did it, but I've been in the days though. I put friends over business into the day though. But when friends, business enters as day glow. Ain't nothing left to say though. I guess we forgot what we came for. Should've stayed in food and beverage. Too much flossing, too much Sam Rothstein. I ain't a but I gotta divorce them. Whole
had to get the shallow off him. And I ain't even wanted to be famous. This is brainless to unnecessarily go through these changes. And I don't even know how I came to this, except that famous. The worst drug known to man is stronger than heroin. When you could look in the mirror like, there I am, and still not see what you become. I know I'm guilty of it too, but not like them. You lost one.
Let go to get one. Lose some to win some.
Sorry, I'm a champion. Sorry, I'm a champion.
You lost one.
I don't think it's meant to be. But she loves her work more than she does me. And honestly, at 23, I would probably love my work more than I did she. So we ain't we. It's me and her. Cause what she prefers over me is work. And that's where we differ. So I have to give her free time, even if it hurts. So breathe, mommy, it's deserved. You've been put on this earth to be all you can be, like the reserves. And me, my time, and it's on me, it serves. So I have to allow she her time to serve. The time's now for her, the time she'll mature. And maybe we can be we again like we were. Finally, my time's too short to share. And I ask her now, it ain't fair. So yeah, she lost one.
Let go to get one. Lose some,
oh, yeah, she lost.
Sorry, I'm a champion. Sorry, I'm a champion.
You lost one.
My nephew died in the car I bought. So under the belief is partly my fault. Close my eyes and squeeze, try to block that thought. Place any burden on me, please, not that law. But time don't go back, it goes forward. Can't run from the pain, go toss it. Some things can't be explained, what caused it. Such a beautiful soul, so pure. Gonna see you again, I'm sure of it. To that time, little man, I'm nauseous. Your girlfriend's pregnant, the Lord's gift. Almost lost my faith, that was started. It's like having your life restarted. Can't wait for your child's life to be a part of it. So now I'm childlike, waiting for a gift to return. When I lost you, I lost it. Once,
let go to get one. Lose some,
Kylie,
to win some.
Sorry, I'm a champion. Kylie, you're a champion.
I lost one.
Let's address the elephant in the room now and not later.
Not later.
Don't you ever call me no f***ing traitor. Cause that's worse than a bitch, worse than a coward, a snake and a snitch. I can't let my ops get the best of me. A man's character determine what's his destiny. I could've got your clip when you was bitten.
And this is where we at now, cause you don't listen.
I told you when I see ya, I'ma do something to ya. Make you unrecognizable to those who ever knew ya. I'm back like D-Wade in 08. Number 9 with the ball head on the break. And yo, crisis.
Let that breathe.
It's R.I.P. to K.O.B.E. We the redemption team, restoring the feeling. 5K, 10 across, 10 down, and that's a million. And that's an easy way to sort it. It's a back door, you weren't recorded. If you ain't rocking with the movers and the shakers, then you just messing with the helpers and the workers. See, you remind me of Jermaine. Silly cat of war swayed in the rain. I might just hit the switch and let a 30 bust. Cause in the verse, 16 just ain't enough.
Sales,
black male,
packed up, max sales, black male.
Facts tell,
rap well, can't tell. Court case, can't tell, can't squeal. Bad deal, rap race, cat spill. Cash chase, can't fail.
Fan first,
can't bail. Shell case, shrapnel, Smith West.
Tech steel,
disrespect, daffodil.
Casket drop,
that's a drill.
Ask my pop,
that's a bill.
Talking big,
ask a kill. Actual facts,
that's for real.
Ask the star,
do or die.
Corny rappers, lack of skills. Corner warrior, rep the field. Never ran, never will.
Elamine,
general, no cap or natural. Nothing artificial, cellophane wraps, package sealed.
Right.
Two piece in the biscuit, that's a package deal.
Boom,
on
boom.
A mission, spinning with the gat concealed. That contract, up front, half a mil. R.I.P., half a mil. Profit like Jabron Khalil.
Thank you.
check it out. This for all the ladies out there with the lump lump, holding it down, running scams, turning tricks, playing players. I'm telling you, you need to snap out of it, you know what I'm saying? What the deal be, mama? Body like drama. Other than a minor penny, short of a dime. Shabita doing Peter, slick moving senorita. Give her two margaritas, she's the big willy beater. Head to toe fashion, love gear with a passion. Never caught looking slum, I said where she is, son. Nice lump lump, big chest caught me staring. Stretch the D and the Y of a shirt of Donna Karen. She a schemer. Cherry red 52A Beamer. Monopin' bar hopping and it ain't no stopping. I'm checking out the way that this chicken motivates. Spreading legs, wasting eggs up and down the tri-state. Whoa, here she come. Dig it done, I'ma hit her with a clue and tell her see Frank Perdue. Cause I keep my erection out the poetry section. Cause the wrong interjection might lead to infection. It be freeze and cheese, then bend the knees. Long as a nigga keep paper, then it's yours with E. I know the whole of the half, cause I deal with math. Quick to run that pass, just to ride us class.
I've been doing my own thing.
Yeah, I see you at the African Street Fest, dressed in 3/4 to your ankles. Tight wrap skirt, what could that hurt? You was buying books, giving flirtatious looks at the rubbers that was eyeing your equipment. Light skin pigment, pierced the belly button and you couldn't tell her nothing. She said she loved the man with dreads and wasn't impressed with the name brand threads. Are you seeing through a game plan? Sex every night, but never with the same man, a freak for the knowledge. First week in college, you were sneaking rubbers in the dorm and lost your mind when you got the pad off campus. All the time keeping up the facade. You like to fuck with the guards. Now you stuck between a rock and a hard place. Faced with the facts that your acts are a detriment to what you represent. Can't be a chicken and be acting like a science you kicking. Mad niggas be sticking, licking fingers after every meal. Now she wanting singers with a deal. I'm only bringing you the real. No matter what I say, you gonna do what you feel.
I've been doing my own thing.
I had seen this chick at the bar, obviously she was thirst. The physical was there, but mentally she was the worst. Walk around with her ass out and a glass out of her hand. She sees nothing, my man. Ass called the world topic, say she been to the tropics. With this cat, she only know Scholar Rock super hoe. Most likely to have a baby from a cattle don't lover. Is that your wifey, man? Nah, that's my baby mother. You arrive at the bar by the core, like the hawk. Stay around to the chat and make small talk. Get fidgety and then you walk. And you wonder why I drag your name to New York. With the Velcro cup that stuck to your fingers. Searching out the drug dealers and the fly rap singers. Getting passed like a blunt. But in the club you front, you insist that you ain't been twisted by half of these niggas. Are you crazy? I got the figures and the numbers don't lie. Save the bullshit, don't try to be fly. Live as you live and have a good life. But a chick like that can't make a good wife. These words I say might cut like a knife. But I'm only trying to save you stress and strife.
Tapped into One Order Radio, 6 o'clock Blitz.
CJSF 90.1 FM, Burnaby SFU.
It's your host, Supreme Freedom Outlaw, a.k.a. Hard Body Dreams.
M-G-U-I-L-T-Y, Black Brilliance Illuminating Another Conscious Knowledge.
Boom, 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 boom. And we got the selector. Digital.
Yo, it's me, Digital.
Digital. Man. And if you're just tuning in right now, you in for a treat, man, because, well, let's just go through the list of the songs we just dropped, we started off with. You want to hit us with that, Digi?
Sure. The first cut was Lost Ones, Jay-Z. The second one, we had a new cut by Smith & Wesson called Elephant in the Room.
I like that. I like that. I like that.
And then we had a classic 90s, 2000s cut by the great Brand Nubian, The Lump Lump.
The Lump Lumps.
Pumps you up to get beat down. Catch a bad one, baby.
Real talk, man. And you know what, man? We just want to let you know that the Supreme Order album is out now on all streaming platforms.
Pew, 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 pew.
Yes, man. Produced by my man Curb the Kid with Hot Verses featuring my man Guilty Black. K Hill. Q1. Yours truly, Hard Body Dreams. And we can't forget about the brilliant, fabulous Oka One. High notes, those beautiful, beautiful vocals.
So oh, that was the singer? I heard a bit of the singing on there, man. It was pretty good.
Yeah, she has definitely got that range.
Yeah, most definitely.
She got that range. Very soulful. Very soulful. And
good person, too. Very,
very good person, man. Oka, if you're listening, we love you. Appreciate you. You know?
Enough respect, dude.
You know what I'm saying? And so we're going to be playing a couple of cuts off that album tonight.
World premiere came out on the 18th.
You know what I mean?
Yesterday.
Yesterday, baby. Today's Supreme Mathematics is Knowledge Born. And you know, knowledge is the foundation of everything in existence. See, without knowledge, you're walking through the world lost. You know what I mean? So it's always important to know what you're dealing with. You know what I mean? And to know is to be for certain. To know is to be able to show and prove. You know what I'm saying? And it's always based in fact, you know, not mystery, you know, because a mystery is something that is unexplained or cannot be understood. And if you can't understand it, well, then it's obviously you ain't studied it, right? So, and we talk about born, you know, which is the ninth principle in Supreme Mathematics. And the born is to bring something in, you know, into existence, right? To bring something into existence alive. Because you can birth things that is dead, you know what I mean? Hence stillborns. And that metaphor goes for anything in life, right? So, you know, to take something from knowledge to born is to take it through all the Supreme Mathematics and watch it come to life. And that is the, you know, the wisdom that gets added to the cipher, you know? So it's, you know, we make a knowledge born tonight by talking about, you know, trauma, genetical trauma, you know, within the Black nation. But I know, you know, all the human families of the planet Earth can relate to, you know, genetical trauma on some sort of level, right? And
but we're talking about in the sense of how, you know, in the Black culture, you know, it's perceived as being weak. If you come to somebody and say, you know, I'm suffering from this, or, you know, I feel this, or I feel depressed, mm-hmm. you know, mm-hmm. all they want to tell you is turn around, boy, and go back to work. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Right? They don't want to address the issues, right? And you got to think of people who's been enslaved and stuff like that. It takes many years to come out and, it's, you know, refresh out of it, right? So obviously, you know, in that DNA, you're going to have all that trauma built within it, right? And we need to start speaking and discussing as a people and not shunning people for wanting to have a conversation, right?
True indeed. And, and you know, going back to what you said about, you know, when we need to reach out and we need to talk, right? And, you know, within our culture, I don't want to say specifically within our culture because there's, you know, but within the Black nation, because there's many subcultures, right? And, you know, it's, you know, to be perceived as weak because, you know, you might be going through something that is very severe on the mental, mm-hmm. you know, and.
Or suffered past traumas, yeah.
Yeah, and when we look at, you know, how our predecessors, right? Our predecessors and, you know, for some of us, our ancestors, right? Who were, you know, alpha males considered, right? You know, how they were treated, right? They couldn't show weakness, you know, because if that was seen or heard, you know, there would be a lot of consequences, right? So I think that need of, you know, perseverance is great. You know, we have to persevere through a lot of different things, you know, and, you know, persevering with camaraderie, community, and, you know, selflessness is different than having to persevere based on, not based on ego in the sense of feeling weak and not and not like really discussing what's going on for you. You see what I'm saying? And so I look at that, you know, because when I think of understanding, right, understanding is to see something for what it truly is and not what it appears to be, right? When somebody is acting a certain way, it doesn't always necessarily mean that we can take it on face value, that maybe something deeper is going on. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I think in society, in the black nation, we tend to just take things on face value. And so if somebody's acting out, I want to say that people tend to take it on face value and not really do the knowledge and think, okay, maybe this person is acting this way because this is a trauma response. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
This is a trauma response because something in their life in the past has happened to them that has made them act this way, right?
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? So, and when we're dealing with, you know, as well as these different concepts that have been placed on, you know, the mentals of black men and women throughout, you know, a good, you know, 500 years, right? Basically have been taught who we are as a people. You know what I'm saying? Hence, it's
okay,
like,
can you rewind that one more time? What do you mean we're taught as a people?
Well, there has been, so when we look at the kidnapping, right, of original people from one continent to the next, right? And then, you know, for about 379 to 400 years of slavery and being told that you are this, that, and the third, right? You're brainwashed to think that that's you. You see what I'm saying?
Mm.
So, for example, how many original people, black nation, knew that in 7-Eleven, the North Africans, right, went to Europe and civilized all those people there? How many people know that when the North Africans came to Spain and Europe and all these different places, right, and brought science, brought literature, brought agriculture,
hygiene,
which is so important, right? It's like they didn't know those people who were kidnapped, right, in the future after that, did not know these things, right? Some of them did, but a majority of them did not. So they don't know their own history. They don't know their predecessors or their ancestors' history. So now they're being taught that, you know, because of revisions within the King James Bible, right? They were taught that, oh, you guys were meant to be slaves. So it says of one of the sons of Noah. You see what I'm saying?
Mm.
And this is documented, right? They have the slave Bibles. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's documented, right? This is facts. So that's what I mean by, you know, as people who are, like you said, coming out of, you know, mental and physical, well, physical
trauma.
You know what I'm saying? Now it's like, oh, well, how do you know who you are, right? If you're being told that, you know, this religion is your religion, this religion is your religion. No, you're supposed to eat this food, right? Because this is soul food. Even though all that soul food is killing your body.
Mm.
You see what I'm saying?
Mm.
Too much starch, right? You know what I mean? I know a lot, you know, black people like to eat collard greens and peas and all that. You know, these peas, right? And certain beans, like the lima bean, right? These things, like, they are not good for your intestinal wall.
Mm-hmm.
They basically are stretching your intestinal wall. So it's like, but we're taught, oh, this is soul food, brother. All of that fried chicken. You know what I'm saying?
About the four food groups they teach us in school.
You know what I'm saying? Like, this Oh, yeah, get that deep fried. But meanwhile, that's the reason why you're getting all of this high cholesterol.
And heart attack.
Heart, exactly. Yeah. Right? You're going into cardiac arrest. You know what I'm saying? Like, these are all things that we were taught, right? These are things that are taught. But
everyone is taught.
Pardon?
Everyone is taught that.
Also given, right? It's like given. So, yeah, because, you know, I mean, did you call me the other day and we were talking about this, right? But we